Now, I'm in my classroom and I've got some pupils here, and we've just had a lesson where year seven have actually prepared a little bit of a lesson all to do with programming and different aspects of Python programming. Now, I've got Ellie and Charlotte here at the moment. Ellie, Charlotte, you've just actually done a lesson that I just thought was amazing. Just tell us a little bit about what your lesson was about.
Well, we drew dots on the board and it was all about integers. And whenever someone got a question right, they were allowed to rub someone's dot off the board because they're like in different teams.
Okay. What happened if they got it all right, Charlotte? What happened if they...
The winning team got some chocolates.
Okay.
Because they did well and answered lots of questions.
Now, it seemed like you put a lot of planning, a lot of effort into actually planning your lesson. How did you do that? How did you organise it?
Well, it was mostly me and Charlotte, but Lucy did help in some, like, with helping with questions and things like that. Charlotte, like, organised the dots and, like, some of the questions in the script, but...
How did you get your inspiration, your ideas? Where did they come from?
Well, when we were in primary school, our teacher used to do that game with us, like, on general questions.
Right.
And we liked the idea.
About sport and things.
Right. Now, I'm going to ask some people about their opinions. Grace, Maisie, what did you think of the actual lesson yourself?
It was very good and I enjoyed it.
What was it in particular that you enjoyed about it?
I liked, like, the competition.
Yeah, you like, and you were competing against other teams. Did your team win?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were in the winning team. Were you in the winning team?
No. I like the idea. It's quite original because you normally, like, you win and you get to add stuff on, not make other teams lose, and then... Everyone liked to join in because it was interesting and the chocolates.
Yeah. And I was watching you earlier. When your team, everybody in the team had to put their hand up, didn't they? And I could see you were saying to your team, come on, get your hand up. And that was really good. Were they all putting their hand up quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also got Luca and Joseph. Could you tell me, were you in a winning team?
No. But I really enjoyed, especially Charlotte and Ellie's, because, well, I'm competitive. And... because it was like a competition, it was really fun to interact, like, with different, like, in different teams. So I enjoyed it.
I like the idea how you got a prize of chocolate afterwards.
And you think that should happen in every lesson,
do
you?
Yeah.
Chocolate all the time, yeah? Was there anything, if you were asking those girls, if they were going to do that again, is there anything you'd tell them that they could have done differently that would have made it improve a little bit? Struggling to think.
Yeah.
So you're only really able to think about good things. Well, thank you all for telling us, and that was fantastic. Lesson, thank you.